There is a well-known quote from Shakespeare, "To be or not to be, that is the question." That's not the question for Buddhists. For Buddhists, there's an alternative to being or not being. And I think he just maybe ran out of ink or something because there was one more word needed. To be free or not to be free, that is the question. And that's pretty good. But there's another question that I'd like to believe is the same question. To care or not to care, that is the question. To be free makes caring, deep caring, possible. To be free allows for a deep source that of motivation, of understanding, that's maybe inconceivable for someone who lives in the story mind, and the judging mind, the worrying mind, the reactive mind, who lives in the future or lives in the past. The deep sensitivity that allows us to see, are we free or are we not? Are we caught or are we not? Are we suffering or are we not? And if we are caught, if we are not free, if we're suffering, that is something to bring our care to. Some people will bring their compassion, some people will bring their metta, some people will bring very simple, something that's maybe more ordinary than love, kindness, compassion. Our capacity to care. And I love the word care partly because it has two meanings. One is to take care of something, tend to it, support it, help it to be itself. So we have in our society car care. And there's also to value something. This anukampa that the Buddha taught, the closest kind of attitude that he seems to associate with it is respect. To value, to respect. Not only ourselves when we're suffering, but also our suffering. To, in a certain kind of way, value how we're caught, to respect it, because the invitation to come and see, Ehepasiko, is right there in the suffering. The Dharma is right there in the suffering. And the attitude of care is hopefully one which is not trying to fix or manipulate or obliterate. But something is closer to nurturing something. And whereas the instinct might be to want to get rid of our suffering, there might be something more important going on than getting rid of it. Our care for it, our attention, our deep care, our deep sensitivity, awareness of what's happening, there might be something that wants to be born, something that wants to be, that's gestating, that's incubating. We don't know what that is. To think that it's all a matter of the practice is all about painting by numbers. Might miss this way in which something is incubating, gestating. Something wants to be born. So to care with respect, to be sensitive, and to sit in the care, to sit in the respect for each and everything that is here. Maybe not so much by thinking about it all, but maybe something deeper, quieter. Maybe something that is known before there are words to explain it. So a few things about today that instead of a Dharma talk at 4 o'clock, I invite you to leave a note on the bulletin board for me with a question about the teachings, the practice, and I'll go through the questions and somehow weave a response to them all, or some of them, depends how many are there. And part of the reason for doing this is that by now I don't have anything more to say. partly because, or maybe more importantly, that this is the last full day of the retreat. And so this is the time to start considering, the transition. And so it'll be a different event than the 4 o'clock. And not as much activated energy, perhaps, if you were asking questions out loud. But still, there's a little bit, more going on, different going on than what we have been doing. Sometimes I kind of think that the Dharma talks I give for this retreat are more like guided meditations than they are Dharma talks. I don't know if that was true of this retreat, but sometimes. But it won't be this afternoon. And so this is, an experienced beginner's retreat. So that what that the one of the things I hope that means is you know how to manage this transition now. We have about 27 hours left in the retreat, and how do you want to be here to prepare yourself for leaving? And each of you will probably have a different way of doing it, but it's not uncommon for people to do less sittings on the last full day and maybe more walking around or having more tea or so whatever you feel. It's helpful for you. So I believe that's what we need to say now. And then there's more announcements about the day and the rest of the day. It will be at the 4 o'clock session. So I hope you enjoy the day and enjoy the property. And if you remember that we began in a certain way at the retreat on the forest deck and sitting in a circle there in the context of the redwood trees there and the solid wood, very solid wood deck and the ground, the plants, the sky. And maybe for this day, if you haven't availed yourself of that kind of stronger connection to the natural world that's here, it might be nice as part of the transition. Thank you.